Hey, y'all. Welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. If you've ever wondered how relationships are approached from another perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Today, we continue our conversation about long-term booze, meaning long-term relationships
without marriage.
And we have with us still Touche, Hassan, Vernon, Quanetta, Casey, and Herb as our tour guides this evening. And I want to thank you for hanging out longer at the Princess Palace. We clearly have more that we want to talk about. So let's go on and raise our glasses. Because it's starting to get a little warm. Everybody, make sure you got something in your glass. If you need some, yeah, I might need a little bit more there, right? Like I said, this is this is a continuation of our conversation about long-term relationships without marriage. And we left this conversation in part one. We talked about things like, first of all, we had some conversations about labels, but that's going to be a whole nother show. But we talked about what constitutes a long-term boo and what were some of the expectations going into situations for people here. Everyone here had experienced a situation. Maybe Hassan changed his mind along the way when we defined relationship. But everyone here had some perspectives or experience with having a long-term relationship with someone that they did not marry. Mm-hmm. And we were talking a little bit when we left off about, I think we had gotten into a space where we were talking about length of time spent in a long-term relationship and why it goes that long when you either know or don't know that you're going to not marry. I think Juanetta's point was, you already know. Why do you keep investing the time? It doesn't take so long to figure that out. And then there were also perspectives about, well, sometimes I do think I want to get married and sometimes I don't. So, you know, rather than, you know, make a hard and fast decision and figure that out, we continue on in that situation, in that relationship. And so I want to put the question out there about that. When do you know that you're in a long-term relationship versus on the road to being married to the partner that you're with? When does that become clear to you that this is not your husband or wife, but this is someone that you're going to be involved with for some length of time? You're going to continue to date them. You're going to continue to see them, spend time with them, go on for a while, but I ain't trying to marry him or her.
I think sometimes this is Vernon talking. I think sometimes it's where your head is as far as, do you have a vision of marriage or do you have a vision of just dating? You know, so some people don't want to be married. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to continue to go down the course of in various relationships and so forth as far as your boo or your girlfriend, your boyfriend or whatnot, and just date. Some people, like myself, have a vision of wanting to be married and wanting to be married again. You know, and so forth. So example might be like with the unfortunate, you know, demise, as we talked about before, of going through a divorce. I got buddies of mine that said, oh, man, shoot, man, you ain't out there doing this. I'd be doing this. I'd be doing that and never be married again. That's their mindset of, I just want to date. And it could be part of this particular process of having a long term boo down there that you're just kicking it with, doing this and whatnot with. My vision is one of wanting to be married again at some point in my life because I enjoy the sanctity of marriage, and I did. And so with that being said, I don't know that I could necessarily do the long term. You'll be cycled out pretty quick in today's, you know, because and I go through the situation right now. My boy, man, you always, you know, my mindset is, I don't want to date you unless I see you as marriage material. Mm-hmm. You know,
so you don't want to waste time.
I forgot more. than I can remember at this point in my life.
Vernon, you say that in every
I do, because that's what it is. It comes down to sex.
Let's have a little.
It comes down to sex, and I forgot more than I can remember at this point. So at this point, I want more than that. And so my mindset is to date with an intent to potentially marry. So if that being my case, it's hard to have a long-term boo at this point in time. You'd just be a friends with benefits.
Gotcha. So Vernon, when you meet someone, when you date them, do you early in the relationship have a conversation about that being your goal, your end goal? And you know, how does that typically play out with your partner?
Well, one, I'm probably only potentially dating that. I'm probably only engaging with that person that has that same mindset. So if they don't, like I said, it's cycled out pretty quick. And so, you know, that we're not congruent in that particular area. So the best it could be for that moment is a temporary gratification for either side. Mm-hmm. And outside of that, it's a move on from there.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking to somebody else. Y'all sitting back around.
I think it's about it. It's hard again. I think there's a lot of factors, variables that go into the scenario. Number one, like, I want to bring you up again, but you dated someone for 20, or you're dating someone for 20 years. Did you ever live with them, or are you separate? Because I think it's easier, you know, to go down that road of not being married if you just have two separate lives. Mm. It's like, I got my place, they got their place. Why, you know, then the question is, why would we put this together? It doesn't make any sense. What's the benefits for doing that? But if I got my own thing, I like something go down, I'm out. And go back to my spot and leave that. So that's the other question, you know. And then also honesty, you know, who's being honest about, you know, what they want. You know, like, that's cool up front if you say, look, we're dating, but, you know, this is what I'm moving towards. Some guys or women, they're not about that. They don't put that up out there up front. Mm. And say, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find somebody I can marry. That's an important factor, the variables that go into it.
That's a good point you raised there, Herb. So one of the stories I read when I was preparing for this conversation, actually it was a person who had written like an editorial about her own situation, right? And it kind of made me question, and I want to hear your thoughts about this, if men and women have kind of a different mindset about entering into a relationship in the first place, which is how we sometimes find ourselves in this situation. Because in her case, and I've heard this time and time again with friends of mine as well, and maybe it's the gender roles, you know, us girls, we're supposed to, you know, find us a mister, you're supposed to get your MRS, you know, that is the societal expectation for us. We're not supposed to, you know, be giving up the milk without, you know, they got to buy the cow. Yeah, so, you know, get the milk. Y'all know that.
Yes, I do know that.
Thing about a cow and milk. Yeah. So
I buy the cow, you can get the milk for free.
But at the same time, without having a conversation about that, you can find early on, you can find yourself in a situation where you are going down this road with someone. And, you know, you're starting to wonder, well, now it's feeling to me like we've been together for a while and I've met your friends and you met my friends and I spend holidays with your family and it's just me and you.
Yeah.
When's the proposal coming? And he, in a lot of cases, sometimes it's the woman, but in a lot of cases, it's the man who's like, huh, I hadn't really thought about it. Not even necessarily, I don't want to marry you, but that's just not on my mind right now. Mm-hmm. And then you find you get to this place where you're like, you know, like, I don't necessarily want to start over. I've invested 4 or 5 years with you.
Right.
Either poop or get off the pot kind of thing. And
I'm
so, you know,
alarm.
Like,
I'm picking a ringing alarm. Sorry.
any thoughts about that? You know, like a mindset going into a relationship. Vernon likes to be very clear with the people that he dates, but that's not necessarily the norm. What are your experiences? Because
a lot of times people just start developing those natural affinities, mm-hmm. you know, towards people. You're hanging around with people, then all of a sudden, dang, they're cool. Then all of a sudden, crap,
mm-hmm. you I like them. You're somewhere then negotiating.
Wait. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that negotiation is real.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of fronting going on
there. It is.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't know if y'all, did you guys see that movie, Napoli Era?
Oh, yeah. Napoli Era. Yeah,
that was so, I mean, I was sitting there like, you know, she gets up before he wakes up.
Just does her hair. And he's looking all fly.
Just to lay right, back in the right. bed so that when he wake up, she look right.
Right.
You don't get your broke ass out to bed.
What? You just walk through a whole bunch of Halloween yeah. just to get a kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, pimping come at a cost. So look here. I got the rule book. Listen, you get the rules, check the annex, and find out where your pictures are. That's what you've been doing. You're out of line.
I think Cornetta was kind of hitting on it. Because sometimes it all depends on, first of all, where both sides are when they meet each other. Mm-hmm. Also, because, you know, like Robin, like you were saying, sometimes women would come in with the mindset of, I'm coming out here looking for my husband. Mm-hmm. Where sometimes guys may say, hey, listen, I just got out of something. I'm just trying to kick it. You know, let's just hang out and see what happens. And 3 months later, 6 months later, you're still cool with each other and vice versa. Because sometimes you have women that say, listen, I'm not trying to get, I just got out of a really bad relationship and I'm not trying to get serious right now. So let's just enjoy each other's company. But in the process of enjoying each other's company, you look up and it's 6 months later, it's 9 months later, it's a year later, it's 2 years later. And sometimes that's a good space. It's not necessarily where you have to be married. You know, I think sometimes marriage is not for everyone, mm-hmm. you know. And sometimes it can be a situation where you can just enjoy each other's space and enjoy the situation that you're in. Because I think sometimes, I know, like in my first marriage, there was so much emphasis on the word marriage that there was pressure. And sometimes when you focus more so on the marriage part of it as opposed to just the relationship part, that adds extra pressure on the situation. So sometimes you just look up and you look around and say, hey, listen, we've been together this long. Hey, we act as if we are married, you know, so let's just go ahead and just say we're married. But other people, but everybody's not in that same situation. Like my past situation, my end game was to be married, and I was trying to move forward with it. But at the same time, luckily, things happened in the midst of that caught me from saying, no, things happened. That's okay. Now I can't be here. This is not where I'm supposed to be. But once again, I had to go through that situation. You don't know until you try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the most important thing. You don't know until you try. You don't know who's right for you until you try.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Herb, you had to look like you wanted to say something.
No, go ahead, bro.
Well, I feel like early Quarnetta's point was fair. It's not that hard. And I'll kind of work backwards for just a brief moment. When I got married, it was very easy because I knew what it was that I desired and God brought me to that person. Mm-hmm. So loving that person was very easy. It was not hard. Love is an action. When you want to love, you do. And when you want to marry, you do. And the reality of that commitment, courage, the big leap, all of that choice is all rolled up in the fact that you're committed to the knowing where you want to end up. And that's where you're going to. Regardless of what you will experience, you know that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Coming backwards, the reality of our stages of life are about learning, knowledge, and education. When we first have those first early long-time relationships when we're young, we know nothing about the magnitude of marriage. And so you can have a cupcake for 2, 3, 4 years, come out of high school, whatever, and you're just loving this person forever, and you know nothing about it. That breaks, and you hit a little bit of maturity, and you start figuring things out enough to have a boyfriend, girlfriend solid, like that's your steady, you with them. You start looking like you're ready to marry. You start feeling like that's what it is because you got a little bit of age under your belt, maybe you 20, 21, up to 25, and you feel like you're grown. But you still don't know about really what's on the other side of the fence. And then the reality of understanding what's over there becomes an awakening of what you know now and what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes even more fearful when you say, will you marry me? Because you're being vulnerable to that which you don't know, which is over there, and that which you do know. So the things you know, you guarantee you're going to give me that. But the things we don't know about each other and what we don't know separately are waiting for us.
And that's the scary part. So I think that when people go through long-term relationships, I've never had an extensively long-term relationship, maybe less than a year, a little more than a year. But the reality of conquering that and making that decision, if it's even about that, it's about really knowing what you want out of a relationship with that person. Mm-hmm. You do know that. And when those awakening moments come, you start to make different choices. If we do use Touché as our example, you have these moments of frustration that cause detours. Mm-hmm. And the detours make you go away from where your consistent thoughts are because they challenge you. And they challenge your inner person, and that creates different choices.
Okay, good point.
Very good point.
Hassan is back. Click your neighbors. Okay. All the facets of Hassan. You multifaceted. And if you're just joining us, this is Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. And tonight we are talking about long-term booze or long-term relationships. Sans marriage. Mm-hmm. And what that's all about. And joining us, we have Touché, Hassan, Vernon, Quanetta, Casey, and Herb. And so, you know, you're on to something about choices that you're making. And, you know, so I want to put this out there. First of all, you've been quiet for a minute. Do you want to jump in and say anything, Touché?
Oh, no, I did want to answer Herb. So no, we did not, because that was a very valid point. I thought about that. Now, if he was living with me for 20 years,
right? that's older.
Picture that.
That's like 40
picture
years.
That right. With a Kodak Instamatic. Yeah, you absolutely right. I was like, oh, let me clarify. No, and that has been a good thing and a bad thing for that reason, mm-hmm. because I think some of our problems are that I think in this stage is I'm more focused on my own home, because now there was so much where he was focused on, and not in a bad way, but he was more focused on whatever he was focused on, which was work and business and stuff. And so like you were saying, Quanetta, when you have that lack of, you start to wander. And so I think that was a lot of our challenges. And so now we're at a point where I think he is focusing more on me, where now I have my own life, my own apartment. I come home, I want to do what I want to do. I don't want to cook dinner. You know, now I'm like, oh, I'm all out of that phase. Like, ooh.
So it's kind of a timing thing, ooh, for y'all. You're right, not necessarily now I'm like, in the same place at the same time about that trajectory.
Right. And a lot of that is because we live. And sometimes I am frustrated with him, because I'm like, some of the things that he would like us to do together is because I'm more focused on when I get off work, I'm going home. I have things that I already have planned to do at home. And so he's like secondary, because now you're secondary, like you're not my focus. And so I think that's where we're struggling right now, is where I'm struggling to get back into the, oh, I do need to call you every day, or mm-hmm. I should cook sometimes, huh? Where, you know, because I just got out of that habit. But I would equate it to his lack of those things when I did do those things. Let's not act like I did not do those things, where I was that person for so long, and he wasn't focused on that because he had his priority going on. Well, yeah, now where you're focused. And so I think us not living in the same place is definitely now, because that's kind of what I use when we're having an argument. I'm like, it feels like you want to live together, like, but we don't. So I'm going home.
Peace out.
So, you know, I want to explore that a little bit. So there's this notion that one of the reasons that you don't go into the marriage situation, I always used to say, I don't want to date anybody else. I don't want to be with somebody I got to go to the courthouse to break up with, right? It's just easier to be like, later.
Deuces.
Right? But so does that mean, though, that I guess I'm curious if you have that thought that I don't want to marry you because, you know, you're not the one I want to be with forever, then why not break up, because that's not your one? And I don't know that any of us have that to speak of.
Something to be said about loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the benefits of it. You don't want to be by yourself. You don't want to be lonely. You're getting something from it, whether it's sex, whether it's companionship, communication, talking all the time, security. They spending money, they buying, they doing whatever. You're getting something. So why break up and have nothing?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you also have to look at loneliness, laziness, loveliness, or foreverness. And the reality of those notions is that it's the same reason.
I got nothing left.
You know, hey.
I got nothing left.
I've been clinking to empty gas for a while.
Loneliness, laziness, loneliness, and foreverness. Every scenario, men and women both do this. Me and her was talking about this before. Why do sisters cupcake and create space with no good jokers? It's the same reason why good dudes cupcake with, you know, scallywags. No good bros. Scallywags. Everybody has a moment of loneliness. Everybody has a moment of laziness. Everybody has a desire of loveliness. And everybody lives in a space of perpetual foreverness. And if we find these people that will line us up for either one of those, we're going to participate. And so the notion is figuring out what you want out of this reality of life we call game or whatever it is. It's your choice to participate in one of those. And so if you're going to be honest with those scenarios of your choice, you have to look in the mirror and say, I'm being lonely. That's why your broke ass is here. Because I'm lonely. And what's better than an empty bed or an empty couch, somebody who can't eat popcorn with you, and then give you a treat of a little bit of negotiation later, loneliness will cover that.
Okay. Use your imagination.
Use your imagination. Bam.
Bam. Just that right there.
Right there. Whatever that is. Okay. And the notion of laziness is when you know good and doggone well this person is not providing you the sustenance of your inner person. Mm-hmm. You're being lazy to yourself.
Right.
To speak up and say, I want a meal. We have been cupcaking and doing this. I want you to cook. Or, can I cook for you? Because I want you as my companion. You're being lazy when you choose not to step over that line of courage to commit to something that you want in a greater portion of yourself. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what loveliness. Everybody knows what that is for yourself, your reality, your physical person, your intimate person, your intellectual person, your communal person. We are born from the essence of loveliness. Regardless of what happens to our parents, that moment that created us is in our DNA. It is in our genetics, which is why we know it when we feel it. The last one is that we are forever. We are ultimately bonded to the notion of what forever is because it is our reflection. It is our the reflection of ourselves. We want that in our companion. Our companions for life give us that balance of who we are. And that balance is not that we are perfect, but is the perfect balance of our imperfection that allows us to exist for just who we are. That's why you can marry for long term, because you've accepted the flaws and your flaws have been accepted. And when you don't have that connection, then you don't have that person. And when you find that, you let them go.
Wow, that's almost a mic drop moment.
I was going to say.
I dropped
the remote. You were not in half the mic.
We got like half a second. Then broke my remote.
Broke the remote.
Hey, yeah. You know, does anybody have a follow-up to anything Hassan just said? I don't know that we do. Wait, hold on. Casey is speaking.
Well, I think one other thing is, and to piggyback on part of what Hassan said, sometimes it's easier to stay where you are than to start all over. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you know what that situation is. And because, even for us, because all of us are more mature, it's a lot harder to start over. We don't want to go through that whole situation of trying to meet somebody. And is this the right person? And try to put on airs. It's like, because now you're comfortable with where you are now and you're not trying to start over. And sometimes starting over is a lot harder than staying where you are.
But I'll challenge you that real, Casey. I'll challenge you that just for a brief second. It's not starting over when you do it right. Because if you when you say it's easier to stay where you are than to create what would be new. And even if it's with that person or with a new person, the notion of starting over, if it's with the person, is the courage to do something that is better than what you've been doing. If it's with a completely new person, then it's completely new. So you have to have the courage to do that. And if you don't, then you're back at being lazy.
Right.
And with that, we're out of time. Gosh, the blink.
Herb,
and
one last part. Herb,
give her half a minute.
We really don't have a minute. You got 15 seconds?
Whose responsibility is it to, you know, is it the man's or the woman's responsibility to dictate that?
It's whoever's living that lie.
We're going to leave that right there because we are totally out of time.
That's a whole new session, right? Whose responsibility? It's the man's responsibility, but then we'll go back.
Okay, and so with that, I'm going to have to take us out of here. Okay, we are totally out of time. Girl, I want to thank all of the tour guides for joining us today. Hey, Princess Riley got the floor. Touche, Herb, Quanetta, Casey, Vernon, Hassan, thank you so much for being tour guides tonight. Casey, thank you for producing the show. Thank you for theme music. Thank you for listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars on Rainier with Princess Robin on Rainier Avenue Radio. World. If you have thoughts or questions for me, please send them to contactprincessrobin@gmail.com. Also, follow me on social media, Facebook, that's Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, that's at just Princess Robin. On Twitter, it's just Rob N, the letter N. And please visit the website, www.rainieravenueradio.world. Did I say www.rainieravenueradio.world? And check out programs. Catch us on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And remember that regardless of what the roadmap says, you've got to follow your own heart. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next week, smooches. Over. We went over. Y'all was like, hey.
Change it to Busters and Scallywags.